Yesterday we read the pasuk in Bechukoset Aleichu ves Mitzvoset Tishmeru. The Torah promises if Yidden will uphold the Torah and go in the ways of Hashem and observe the mitzvahs of the Torah, the pasuk enumerates a litany of brachas that will be bestowed upon them. Your fields will produce great crops, luscious fruits, wealth and prosperity. There will be peace in the land, and on. Life will be wonderful. Rashi explains, how can we merit to attain all of these blessings? And Rashi says, Shetiyu amelim b'tayra. If we toil in Tayra, we will merit all of these brachas. But the question is, this is not an appropriate reward for one that's immersed in Tayra. They would want spiritual rewards, to achieve great understanding in the hidden parts of Tayra. They would want Kedusha, divine spirit, not a great harvest. Material possessions is not valuable to them. So how do we understand this reward for one that's amal b'tayra? But perhaps the idea is, the Sanzer Rav says that it's decreed on Rosh Hashanah down to the second how much happiness and how much peace and tranquility a person will enjoy during the upcoming year. And on the other hand, how much a person will have to struggle and labor and how much effort they will have to expend the upcoming year. Chazal say, Adam le'umal yulad, a person was created to toil and to work hard on this world. So every person has a choice to make. They can either wake up an hour earlier and go to a shir and toil over a piece of Gemara or understanding a Tosfos or do mitzvahs or do chesed with another yid, or they'll have to wake up early because they have to take their child to the doctor, or they can't sleep because they have a toothache, or perhaps because they're struggling to earn a livelihood and they have to wake up early to work extra hours to make ends meet. Adam le'umal yulat. A person was created to struggle. We can't get away with it. However, Ashrei Misha Amale Batayra. Fortunate is the one that uses their struggle, their amelis, that was decreed for them on Rosh Hashanah for Torah study. And that's what Rashi is telling us. Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. If someone uses their struggle, their amelis in Torah, it will prevent them from having to struggle in other areas of life. Parnasa will be easier. You will have shalom in other aspects of life. And it will free you up to focus on what's really important, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. There's a story told that the Jewish community in Radin decided to establish a Jewish hospital, and a meeting was held for this purpose, chaired by the holy Chafetz Chaim. The well-to-do members of town attended and made pledges to cover the cost of beds for the hospital. Each one called out how many beds they would like to sponsor. One wealthy donor said, I'll sponsor the cost of 2 beds. Another one said, 3 beds. Then a very wealthy donor stands up and he says, 5 beds, an enormous sum. And the Chafetz Chaim smiled. After all the pledges were made, they had amassed 20 beds in all. The Chafetz Chaim showed much respect to the wealthy man for using their wealth for such a noble purpose. Then suddenly, several bachram of the yeshiva walked into the meeting, and the Chafetz Chaim treated them with even greater respect. And the donors felt that the Chafetz Chaim was ignoring them and not giving them the proper honor that they felt that they deserved. They felt slighted. One of the wealthy men became irate, and he said, is this right? We are the ones donating money, and they are the ones receiving honor. He stood up and he asked the Chafetz Chaim, how many beds did these Bacharim donate? And the Chafetz Chaim tells him, each one of these Bacharim gave 50 beds. And the wealthy man was astounded. Rebbe, what do you mean they each gave 50 beds? We collectively, with all our wealth, donated only 20 beds, and they each gave 50 beds? And the Chafetz Chaim said, yes. Each one of these Bacharim gave 50 beds which will not be needed. By them learning Torah, their amelis, their hard work in understanding Torah, each one of them donates the prevention of 50 sick people. They donate the beds which will not be needed in the hospital. Because Torah is Meginei Yematzle. The Torah protects and saves. Their Torah learning will save many, many people from sicknesses. Can there be a greater donation than that? That is the promise of Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. The reward for Torah is not only in the eternal world, but in the physical world as well. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.